following program from Pacifica Radio brings news about an important event for non-commercial radio in the United States. The Federal Communications Commission has announced it will be allowing Americans to apply for non-commercial FM radio licenses between October 12th and October 19th of 2007. This is a rare opportunity, and it is likely to be the last. Here to tell you about it is former FCC Commissioner and renowned free speech advocate Nicholas Johnson.
Welcome to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town. You can become the media. After all, these are your airwaves. New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey.
The only people that own the broadcast system, the airwaves to broadcast radio and then later television, the only people who own that system are the American people. They're the ones who own it.
Radio is a wonderful avenue to bring the community forward so that everybody could have some input. That's what democracy should be about.
We bring the sound communication of our tribal war. Dark vision fly by helicopters in the night. Attempt triangulation of our station in the fight. Straight from the base, deep down, low precision. High crime treason, we broadcast in sedition. Like the Wall Street Morning Afternoon Edition. Commandeering airwaves from unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and supported.
We're up here on the White Earth Reservation, which is in northwestern Minnesota. We don't have a tribally owned radio station.
Author and activist Winona LaDuke.
We see the radio station as an opportunity to dialogue about a host of issues about the future of the community. We also see it as a way for Native people to really be in the driver's seat on having our voice heard by others in our own words.
Grassroots, it's the people that need to know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. People don't have the time to spend. They're out there working 2-3 jobs just to put food on their table and try to make a living so that they can live in a house and maybe, just maybe, be able to put their kids through college. And when you can only spend such a small amount of time to watch just the sound bites and you think you're getting informed, well, you're not. American people are not stupid. There's something wrong here, and they're starting to search and trying to find out what's going on. And we have to go outside of the national media to find out what really is going on.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town. I'm Nicholas Johnson. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. That was Jane Graham. Don't you kind of feel that way, too? Jane's from my home state of Iowa, but there are millions of Americans all across this country who are frustrated with mainstream media, rich and poor, liberals and conservatives, young and old. But the good news is that an opportunity is coming your way this year, 2007, to have an organization in your community become the licensee of a full-power FM station. It will require some work on your part, but we'll walk you through the steps.
It's not that much more difficult than baking a pie. We actually have a recipe for it.
Hannah Sussman from the Prometheus Radio Project.
You start out with a lot of inspiration. Then what you have to understand is that you need to find a potential frequency. We have analyzed every 2-mile section of the entire 48 lower continental United States to see whether or not there is potentially an available frequency between 88 and 92 FM. Take a look on our map. Once you have a chance, give us a call. We'll send you a full packet of information and connect you with an engineer to actually fill out your application and prove to the commission that you have an available frequency. But once you get that paperwork in, you're waiting for your construction permit, which will let you build your brand new radio station with your community.
This is Radio for People. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. I'm Nicholas Johnson. If you're hearing this, you may be in an area that has community radio, so you know how much a difference it can make. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends and family who live in other areas about this opportunity. Tell your friends that they can listen to this program online at radioforpeople.org. Many years ago, when I was a commissioner at the Federal Communications Commission, I spoke about the growing power of media conglomerates and their control of our nation's dialogue, politics, and government. It seemed to me things had to get better because they couldn't get worse. I wrote some 400 dissenting opinions as commissioner explaining why. Much of that history and what I've been doing since is available at my website, nicholasjohnson.org. As it turned out, things not only could get worse, they did. Back in those days, no one could hold licenses to more than 7 a.m. and 7 FM radio stations, and I thought that was too many. Today, the FCC has let one company control roughly 1,200 radio stations. When a single selfish group is permitted to dominate these broadcasting stations throughout the country, then woe be to those who dare to differ with them. Bill Moyers.
A few huge corporations now dominate the media landscape in America. As ownership gets more and more concentrated, fewer and fewer independent sources of information have survived in the marketplace. And those few significant alternatives that do survive, such as PBS and NPR, are under growing financial and political pressure to reduce critical news content and to shift their focus in a mainstream direction, which means being more attentive to establishment views than to the bleak realities of powerlessness that shape the lives of ordinary people.
If major reporters admit they were afraid to question the government policy at the most critical time before a war, should we really expect these same pathetic chickens to have the guts to ask questions about things like corruption and corporate vote buying? Of course not. Our mainstream media is preventing us as citizens to be informed.
I need to know. I need to know. The honest truth, I need to know. When words are on the auction block and justice is for sale, the highest bidder always wins and democracy fails. And I have concern for all of us, but mostly for the youth who struggle to make sense of life but cannot trust the truth. And I need to know, I need to know. The honest truth, I need to know.
You're listening to Radio for People. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. I'm Nicholas Johnson. A self-governing democracy requires an informed people. That's what public education and public libraries are about. That's what the First Amendment is about. And that's why in the 1920s, another Iowan, Herbert Hoover, then Secretary of Commerce and no radical, provided in the Radio Act of 1927 that the people would own the airwaves. Congress understood then what it seems to have forgotten today. But there has been progress in returning broadcasting to the people as well. I fought hard for what we call the public access channels on cable television. You may have this form of local community television programming on your cable system. And now I want you to know more about this very rare opportunity you have to create a community radio station. That's what this program is about. Of course, you'll need to know more than what we can put in one brief radio program, and that's what the website radioforpeople.org is for. And you can also call and talk with members of the coalition that produced this program. 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. Now, on with the show.
It's really critically important to support any increased non-commercial radio stations. Those kinds of local outlets are the only place that independent artists will get played.
Jenny Toomey, Executive Director of the Future of Music Coalition.
Whether you're talking to Don Henley of the Eagles or Mike Mills of REM or Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, every single one of those famous platinum-selling artists will tell you that there was one community or college radio station that got them their first chance to be on the airwaves that led to their later careers.
Looking for a place in the audio wasteland where music comes straight from the heart. MTV didn't make it for me. Worlds apart from the top 40 charts, fed up with flash pop and lasers, lip-syncing losers only LA could find. I was resigned to go back to my vinyl. I was bereft, then I looked to the left. Oh, look to the left of your dial. For me, Pittsburgh, WYEP, there's KPFA, KPFT, Motown's got WDHC, HYY and XPN, you can catch Gene Shay again and again, there's so much weight for you, to the left of 92, look to the left of your dial.
Radio doesn't have to be a jukebox, or something that's just designed to sell us sneakers and candy and soda. A radio station can be a tool of justice. It can be there to do what the media has always been supposed to do, to right wrongs, to make social change.
Radio can be a method by which neighbors become reacquainted with each other and find ways to fix things from potholes to illegal war. Radio can be the way to connect people who have decided they want to work on a problem they have in common.
We'll get calls from town sometimes that are an hour and a half, 2 hours away, saying, you know what, we heard what y'all were talking about and issues that y'all are dealing with there, and it motivated us to start trying to get some change in our city, you know, to try to replace this official or that person or change this policy. And so we're trying to develop a model where the radio can be really used as a tool for organizing, as a tool for social change. That's what we've tried to do with the station here, and it's worked.
We've had our license about 5 years. We're in Colorado here in the mountains, about 30 miles west of Denver. We had a 6 foot or over 6 foot snowfall during a short period of time, which isolated many people throughout the area. We were fortunate to have the general manager in town at that point. He was able to stay on the air throughout the period of time, which was a good week, perhaps longer. There were some medical emergencies that some of our people were able to help out with.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town.
Small town living is all about, and we can keep it in the family. Keep our radio free, yeah. Keep our radio free, yeah. And keep our radio free, yeah. Keep our radio free, yeah. Keep our radio free. Keep it on, keep it alive, keep it here and now. Radio free again. Keep our radio free.
When I first started doing radio shows, it really actually turned my whole life around, because that really got me into this whole idea that not only do you want to present other people's material, it also inspires you to create your own material. So I started a record company, and I ended up producing 9 records. That inspired me to get into the filmmaking world. So one thing just snowballed. It kept going and going and going, with the radio being the thing that made it possible.
At our radio station, they are doing things they couldn't done before. The indigenous people from Oaxaca that now live in our area come to a radio station and they feel free to speak their native language, Zapoteco, Alto Bajo, Triqui, Nahuatl. Being there and listening to them express themselves in their own language, their culture, their way of life, is such a gratifying feeling. This is a school without walls, where you can teach anyone that can hear you. You can show them how to hold the power of the voices and help us build a stronger and better community.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you and the people you know can bring a non-commercial radio station to your town. Help us spread the word. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org. That's radioforpeople.org. Coming up, Pete Tradish from the Prometheus Project.
Any opportunity for a radio license in the United States will be given out during this time.
This is Pacifica Radio. We're here to tell you about the opportunity to apply for a new full-power, non-commercial FM radio license. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, will give you an opportunity to apply this year from October 12th to 19th, 2007. Please stay tuned for more information.
Sometime towards the end of the 80s, it started to be recognized that the method for giving out the radio licenses for non-commercial entities had a lot of loopholes. There were some engineers, particularly some from a few ostensibly religious right organizations, started really playing the system, making it all but impossible to get a radio license by creating endless delays in a system of courts at the FCC. Eventually, it became recognized that whoever had the most money was a group that ended up with the radio license. And to its credit, the FCC shut the process down. But then they didn't open it back up for a number of years. So it's been all but impossible to get a radio license for the past 20 years or so if you're trying for a non-commercial band license. In 2000, they announced a new set of rules, and then that, again, was very litigious and went to the courts. But finally, the new rules were upheld, and we think they're quite a bit better. So they're finally gearing up, and we've been asking for this for a long time. Any opportunity for a radio license in the United States will be given out during this time.
That was Pete Tradish from the Prometheus Radio Project. This is Radio for People. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. Now let's review some of the basic requirements of applying for a full-power non-commercial FM license. Here's some of the things you need to know. This is a full-power radio station, not one of the low-power stations you may know about. These are non-commercial stations only. They're on the left end of the FM dial between 88 and 92 megahertz. Now, individuals cannot apply. You need to apply through a state-registered nonprofit organization that has been in your community for at least 2 years. But you're only going to be able to apply during a period of time called a window, so you have to file your application during that time, not before, not after. And what does that mean? It means we've got to get to work now, do the preparation in advance, so we're ready when the time comes. This coalition, the Radio for People Coalition, was formed to support you. It's a network of advocates and operators that includes Pacifica Radio, Prometheus Radio Project, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, Common Frequency, Public Radio Capital, the Future of Music, the United Church of Christ, and citizens from across the country working together to strengthen non-commercial radio. RadioForPeople.org has maps to tell you which frequencies may be available in your area. There are step-by-step instructions so you can meet the technical, legal, and financial demands of the FCC application process. If you want to build a radio station, we will help you every step of the way.
That starting a radio station is a big effort, but lots of people have done it. If you're interested in this, call us immediately at 510-812-7989 or go online to radioforpeople.org. Or if you know somebody who is interested in this, please tell them to go to radioforpeople.org or call 510-812-7989. That's 510-812-7989. This is a historic opportunity. For many years, Americans have created their own radio stations, but these will be the last full-power, non-commercial radio licenses. When this window closes, the community radio map will pretty much be complete. So join us now and become part of a great American tradition of media democracy.
That was Ursula Rudenberg from Pacifica Radio. This is indeed a rare opportunity. FCC lawyer Michael Cousins.
By the end of this window, every hill and molehill in the United States will have been picked over. The applicants that come in this window will establish the outer limits of public radio and community radio for the foreseeable future. This is it.
You might decide in a year from now, or 2 years from now, that this is the time when you want to get a station. But unfortunately, this is the last chance. The FCC is not going to open another opportunity for us to apply for full power FM broadcast licenses. So get ready now.
That was Hannah Sussman from Prometheus Radio Project. Hannah's right. The time to act is now. Contact the Radio for People Coalition. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. And if you have friends or family that need locally based radio, particularly in rural areas, please spread the word. Send them to radioforpeople.org or go there yourself to download outreach materials. Or, if you simply want to help get the word out, tell your friends to listen to this show at radioforpeople.org. Community participation and grassroots organizing depends on independent media. Strengthen your community. Join Radio for People. Spread the word. Many others have done it.
Trial and error, we have been able to keep the radio going. We have a base of people here who have been willing to learn things that they never would have learned before.
And we ask all volunteers who wish to be on the air that they learn how to be self-sufficient within the studio, and that they also contribute a very meaningful job to the running of the radio station, such as how to manage an underwriter, or how to take care of the equipment, how to download the news. And that becomes their regular contribution to the radio in the hopes that years down the road, we'll have quite a knowledgeable base of people in a community where there once was no radio at all.
I'm the one who covers the news. First, I say the hour and stuff like that and the weather, and then I go to school news, then the news of the week, then the United States news, and then the worldwide news, you know, like the war and stuff like that.
It went from months of preparing and collecting everything we needed to assemble our radio station, all the way to the opportunity to pull the mast where our antenna was mounted on, and yelling, si se puede, si se puede, si se puede. This kind of feeling, it can only be touched by doing such a thing, by building your own radio station.
We all feel more a part of our community when we're engaged with one another, working together, and radio is the best way that I know of to do it in our society.
In order to have a healthy democracy, you need a really broad diversity of local voices.
Carol Pearson, president of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
In communities where there is a community radio station, a really wide variety of people can get on the air, but there's only about 200 community radio stations, and we really need to have more.
You have been listening to Radio for People, a special production of Pacifica Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm former FCC Commissioner Nicholas Johnson, your host, and on the web at nicholasjohnson.org. Our executive producer is Ursula Rudenberg, chief editor and co-producer Doug George. Co-production, interviews, and recordings were provided by Dory Smith. Engineering assistance was provided by Gregory Johnson of resourcesforlife.com. This program was funded, produced, and distributed by Pacifica Radio. To listen to this program again, go to radioforpeople.org and tell your friends they can also hear it online at radioforpeople.org.
Today's music included War is a Crime and Nesta by Auntie Balas, listener supported by Michael Franti and Spearhead off of the album Stay Human, Care of 6 Degrees and Booba Wax Records, Falsina by Girador Zero, I Need to Know by Stephen Smith, Look to the Left of Your Dial by Ann Feeney, Radio Free by Bob Everingham, on the web at rocketboxrecords.com. Find the Song by Mary Youngblood, Anna by Vo Farcatore, and Joss' Favorite by Jean-Paul Bataille. The following program from Pacifica Radio brings news about an important event for non-commercial radio in the United States. The Federal Communications Commission has announced it will be allowing Americans to apply for non-commercial FM radio licenses between October 12th and October 19th of 2007. This is a rare opportunity, and it is likely to be the last. Here to tell you about it is former FCC Commissioner and renowned free speech advocate Nicholas Johnson.
Welcome to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town. You can become the media. After all, these are your airwaves. New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey.
The only people that own the broadcast system, the airwaves, to broadcast radio, and then later television, the only people who own that system are the American people. They're the ones who own it.
Radio is a wonderful avenue to bring the community forward so that everybody could have some input. That's what democracy should be about.
We bring the sound communication of our tribal war. Dark vision fly by helicopters in the night. Attempt triangulation of our station in the fight. Straight from the base, deep down, no precision. High crime treason, we broadcast in sedition. Like the Wall Street Morning Afternoon Edition. Commandeering airwaves from unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Ha ha.
We're up here on the White Earth Reservation, which is in northwestern Minnesota. We don't have a tribally owned radio station.
Author and activist Winona LaDuke.
We see the radio station as an opportunity to dialogue about a host of issues about the future of the community. We also see it as a way for Native people to really be in the driver's seat on having our voice heard by others in our own words.
Grassroots, it's the people that need to know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. People don't have the time to spend. They're out there working 2-3 jobs just to put food on their table and try to make a living so that they can live in a house and maybe, just maybe, be able to put their kids through college. And when you can only spend such a small amount of time to watch just the sound bites and you think you're getting informed, well, you're not. American people are not stupid. There's something wrong here, and they're starting to search and trying to find out what's going on. And we have to go outside of the national media to find out what really is going on.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town. I'm Nicholas Johnson. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. That was Jane Graham. Don't you kind of feel that way, too? Jane's from my home state of Iowa, but there are millions of Americans all across this country who are frustrated with mainstream media, rich and poor, liberals and conservatives, young and old. But the good news is that an opportunity is coming your way this year, 2007, to have an organization in your community become the licensee of a full-power FM station. It will require some work on your part, but we'll walk you through the steps.
It's not that much more difficult than baking a pie. We actually have a recipe for it.
Hannah Sussman from the Prometheus Radio Project.
You start out with a lot of inspiration. Then what you have to understand is that you need to find a potential frequency. We have analyzed every 2-mile section of the entire 48 lower continental United States to see whether or not there is potentially an available frequency between 88 and 92 FM. Take a look on our map. Once you have a chance, give us a call. We'll send you a full packet of information and connect you with an engineer to actually fill out your application and prove to the commission that you have an available frequency. But once you get that paperwork in, you're waiting for your construction permit, which will let you build your brand new radio station with your community.
This is Radio for People, visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. I'm Nicholas Johnson. If you're hearing this, you may be in an area that has community radio, so you know how much a difference it can make. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends and family who live in other areas about this opportunity. Tell your friends that they can listen to this program online at radioforpeople.org. Many years ago, when I was a commissioner at the Federal Communications Commission, I spoke about the growing power of media conglomerates and their control of our nation's dialogue, politics, and government. It seemed to me things had to get better because they couldn't get worse. I wrote some 400 dissenting opinions as commissioner explaining why. Much of that history and what I've been doing since is available at my website, nicholasjohnson.org. As it turned out, things not only could get worse, they did. Back in those days, no one could hold licenses to more than 7 a.m. and 7 FM radio stations, and I thought that was too many. Today, the FCC has let one company control roughly 1,200 radio stations. When a single selfish group is permitted to dominate these broadcasting stations throughout the country, then woe be to those who dare to differ with them. Bill Moyers.
A few huge corporations now dominate the media landscape in America. As ownership gets more and more concentrated, fewer and fewer independent sources of information have survived in the marketplace. And those few significant alternatives that do survive, such as PBS and NPR, are under growing financial and political pressure to reduce critical news content and to shift their focus in a mainstream direction, which means being more attentive to establishment views than to the bleak realities of powerlessness that shape the lives of ordinary people.
If major reporters admit they were afraid to question the government policy at the most critical time before a war, should we really expect these same pathetic chickens to have the guts to ask questions about things like corruption and corporate vote buying? Of course not. Our mainstream media is preventing us as citizens to be informed.
I need to know. I need to know. The honest truth I need to know. When words are on the auction block and justice is for sale, the highest bidder always wins and democracy fails. And I have concern for all of us, but mostly for the youth who struggle to make sense of life but cannot trust the truth. And I need to know. I need to know. The honest truth I need to know.
You're listening to Radio for People. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. I'm Nicholas Johnson. A self-governing democracy requires an informed people. That's what public education and public libraries are about. That's what the First Amendment is about. And that's why in the 1920s, another Iowan, Herbert Hoover, then Secretary of Commerce and no radical, provided in the Radio Act of 1927 that the people would own the airwaves. Congress understood then what it seems to have forgotten today. But there has been progress in returning broadcasting to the people as well. I fought hard for what we call the public access channels on cable television. You may have this form of local community television programming on your cable system. And now I want you to know more about this very rare opportunity you have to create a community radio station. That's what this program is about. Of course, you'll need to know more than what we can put in one brief radio program, and that's what the website radioforpeople.org is for. And you can also call and talk with members of the coalition that produced this program. 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. Now, on with the show.
It's really critically important to support any increased non-commercial radio stations. Those kinds of local outlets are the only place that independent artists will get played.
Jenny Toomey, Executive Director of the Future of Music Coalition.
Whether you're talking to Don Henley of the Eagles or Mike Mills of REM or Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, every single one of those famous platinum-selling artists will tell you that there was one community or college radio station that got them their first chance to be on the airwaves that led to their later careers.
Looking for a place in the audio wasteland where music comes straight from the heart. MTV didn't make it for me. Worlds apart from that Top 40 chart, fed up with flashcards and lasers. Lip-syncing losers only LA could find. I was resigned to go back to my vinyl. I was bereft, then I looked to the left. Oh, look to the left of your dial. Live performance radio sees you front and center on the aisle. All things considered, the choice. It's Ward for me. It's like WYEP. There's KPFA, KPFT. Motown's got WDHC, HYY, and XPN. You can catch Gene Shay again and again. There's so much weight for you. To the left of 92. Look to the left of your dial.
Radio doesn't have to be a jukebox or something that's just designed to sell us sneakers and candy and soda. A radio station can be a tool of justice. It can be there to do what the media has always been supposed to do, to right wrongs, to make social change.
Radio can be a method by which neighbors become reacquainted with each other and find ways to fix things from potholes to illegal war. Radio can be the way to connect people who have decided they want to work on a problem they have in common.
We'll get calls from towns sometimes that are an hour and a half, 2 hours away, saying, you know what, we heard what y'all were talking about and issues that y'all are dealing with there, and it motivated us to start trying to get some change in our city, you know, to try to replace this official or that person or change this policy. And so we're trying to develop a model where the radio can be really used as a tool for organizing, as a tool for social change. That's what we've tried to do with the station here, and it's worked.
We've had our license about 5 years. We're in Colorado here in the mountains, about 30 miles west of Denver. We had a 6 foot or over 6 foot snowfall during a short period of time, which isolated many people throughout the area. We were fortunate to have the general manager in town at that point. He was able to stay on the air throughout the period of time, which was a good week, perhaps longer. There were some medical emergencies that some of our people were able to help out with.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you can build a non-commercial radio station in your town.
Come on, give a shout. Tune into your neighbors, it's what small town living is all about, and we can keep it in the family. Keep our radio free, yeah. Keep our radio free. Radio free.
when I first started doing radio shows, it really actually turned my whole life around, because that really got me into this whole idea that not only do you want to present other people's material, it also inspires you to create your own material. So I started a record company, and I ended up producing 9 records. That inspired me to get into the filmmaking world. So one thing just snowballed. It kept going and going and going, with the radio being the thing that made it possible.
At our radio station, they are doing things that they couldn't done before. The indigenous people from Oaxaca that now live in our area come to a radio station and they feel free to speak their native language, Zapoteco, Alto Bajo, Triqui, Nahuatl. Being there and listening to them express themselves in their own language, their culture, their way of life, is such a gratifying feeling. This is a school without walls, where you can teach anyone that can hear you. You can show them how to hold the power of the voices and help us build a stronger and better community.
You're listening to Radio for People, a program about how you and the people you know can bring a non-commercial radio station to your town. Help us spread the word. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org. That's radioforpeople.org. Coming up, Pete Tradish from the Prometheus Project.
Any opportunity for a radio license in the United States will be given out during this time.
This is Pacifica Radio. We're here to tell you about the opportunity to apply for a new, full-power, non-commercial FM radio license. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, will give you an opportunity to apply this year, from October 12th to 19th, 2007. Please stay tuned for more information.
Sometime towards the end of the 80s, it started to be recognized that the method for giving out the radio licenses for non-commercial entities had a lot of loopholes. There were some engineers, particularly some from a few ostensibly religious right organizations, started really playing the system, making it all but impossible to get a radio license by creating endless delays in a system of courts at the FCC. Eventually, it became recognized that whoever had the most money was the group that ended up with the radio license. And to its credit, the FCC shut the process down. But then they didn't open it back up for a number of years. So it's been all but impossible to get a radio license for the past 20 years or so if you're trying for a non-commercial band license. In 2000, they announced a new set of rules, and then that, again, was very litigious and went to the courts. But finally, the new rules were upheld, and we think they're quite a bit better. So they're finally gearing up, and we've been asking for this for a long time. Any opportunity for a radio license in the United States will be given out during this time.
That was Pete Tradish from the Prometheus Radio Project. This is Radio for People. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. Now let's review some of the basic requirements of applying for a full-power non-commercial FM license. Here's some of the things you need to know. This is a full-power radio station, not one of the low-power stations you may know about. These are non-commercial stations only. They're on the left end of the FM dial, between 88 and 92 megahertz. Now, individuals cannot apply. You need to apply through a state-registered nonprofit organization that has been in your community for at least 2 years. But you're only going to be able to apply during a period of time called a window, so you have to file your application during that time, not before, not after. And what does that mean? It means we've got to get to work now, do the preparation in advance, so we're ready when the time comes. This coalition, the Radio for People Coalition, was formed to support you. It's a network of advocates and operators that includes Pacifica Radio, Prometheus Radio Project, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, Common Frequency, Public Radio Capital, the Future of Music, the United Church of Christ, and citizens from across the country working together to strengthen non-commercial radio. RadioForPeople.org has maps to tell you which frequencies may be available in your area. There are step-by-step instructions so you can meet the technical, legal, and financial demands of the FCC application process. If you want to build a radio station, we will help you every step of the way.
That starting a radio station is a big effort, but lots of people have done it. If you're interested in this, call us immediately at 510-812-7989 or go online to radioforpeople.org. Or if you know somebody who is interested in this, please tell them to go to radioforpeople.org or call 510-812-7989. That's 510-812-7989. This is a historic opportunity. For many years, Americans have created their own radio stations, but these will be the last full-power, non-commercial radio licenses. When this window closes, the community radio map will pretty much be complete. So join us now and become part of a great American tradition of media democracy.
That was Ursula Rudenberg from Pacifica Radio. This is indeed a rare opportunity. FCC lawyer Michael Cousins.
By the end of this window, every hill and molehill in the United States will have been picked over. The applicants that come in this window will establish the outer limits of public radio and community radio for the foreseeable future. This is it.
You might decide in a year from now, or 2 years from now, that this is the time when you want to get a station. But unfortunately, this is the last chance. The FCC is not going to open another opportunity for us to apply for full power FM broadcast licenses. So get ready now.
That was Hannah Sussman from Prometheus Radio Project. Hannah's right. The time to act is now. Contact the Radio for People Coalition. Visit us online at radioforpeople.org or just call 510-812-7989. Again, that's 510-812-7989. And if you have friends or family that need locally based radio, particularly in rural areas, please spread the word. Send them to radioforpeople.org or go there yourself to download outreach materials. Or, if you simply want to help get the word out, tell your friends to listen to this show at radioforpeople.org. Community participation and grassroots organizing depends on independent media. Strengthen your community. Join Radio for People. Spread the word. Many others have done it.
Trial and error, we have been able to keep the radio going. We have a base of people here who have been willing to learn things that they never would have learned before.
And we ask all volunteers who wish to be on the air that they learn how to be self-sufficient within the studio and that they also contribute a very meaningful job to the running of the radio station, such as how to manage an underwriter, or how to take care of the equipment, how to download the news. And that becomes their regular contribution to the radio in the hopes that years down the road, we'll have quite a knowledgeable base of people in a community where there once was no radio at all.
I'm the one who covers the news. First, I say the hour and stuff like that and the weather, and then I go to school news, then the news of the week, then the United States news, and then the worldwide news, you know, like the war and stuff like that.
We went from months of preparing and collecting everything we needed to assemble our radio station, all the way to the opportunity to pull the mast where our antenna was mounted on, and yelling, "Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede." This kind of feeling, it can only be touched by doing such a thing, by building your own radio station.
We all feel more a part of our community when we're engaged with one another, working together, and radio is the best way that I know of to do it in our society.
In order to have a healthy democracy, you need a really broad diversity of local voices.
Carol Pearson, president of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
In communities where there is a community radio station, a really wide variety of people can get on the air, but there's only about 200 community radio stations, and we really need to have more.
You have been listening to Radio for People, a special production of Pacifica Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm former FCC Commissioner Nicholas Johnson, your host, and on the web at nicholasjohnson.org. Our executive producer is Ursula Rudenberg, chief editor and co-producer Doug George. Co-production, interviews, and recordings were provided by Dory Smith. Engineering assistance was provided by Gregory Johnson of resourcesforlife.com. This program was funded, produced, and distributed by Pacifica Radio. To listen to this program again, go to radioforpeople.org and tell your friends they can also hear it online at radioforpeople.org.
Today's music included War is a Crime and Nesta by Auntie Valas, listener supported by Michael Franti and Spearhead off of the album Stay Human, Care of 6 Degrees and Booba Wax Records, Falsina by Garador Zero, I Need to Know by Stephen Smith, Look to the Left of Your Dial by Ann Feeney,